But Sichuan-style broths are the most commonly savoured in China. In recent years, their popularity has been booming. China has around 350,000 hot pot restaurants. About 40,000 of them are said to be in the Chongqing region alone. Hot pot restaurants in China are more profitable than other kinds, according to II Media, a consultancy. Heidi Lau, a well-known Sichuan-based hot pot chain, raised nearly $1 billion when it was listed on the Hong Kong Exchange in September. The company is taking its hot pot global. It expanded into Canada in December. Branches are set to open in London later this year. The more adventurous tastes of younger Chinese are fueling demand. One third of customers at hot pot restaurants in China are aged between 25 and 30, II Media says. They often have little time to cook at home and are unburdened by childcare duties. They like the social aspects of sharing hot pots. Round-the-clock restaurants are sprouting up to allow leisurely feasting. While younger Chinese are increasingly health-conscious, they seem to brush off regular hot pot hygiene scandals. A viral video of a pregnant woman fishing a rat from her broth caused a cooling in the shares of Shabu Shabu, a chain restaurant named after a Japanese style of hot pot. But they heated up again a few days later. Heidi Lau even won plaudits when it admitted that rats had been found in some kitchens and vowed to clean up its act. News of other businesses reusing weeks-old oil in the broth is greeted with a shrug. The grubbiest hot pot joints are usually the best, young people often say with a grin. Not all Chinese warm to hot pot. Some older Sichuanese disown it altogether. They complain that it is causing an escalation of chili use in other dishes that drowns out subtle flavours. Chua Lam, a celebrity food critic based in Hong Kong, caused a stir in December when he wished hot pot would disappear from the face of the earth. He dismissed it as the most uncultured form of cooking, requiring no real culinary knowledge. But Chengdu's plans for a museum suggest that Sichuan hot pot is not only growing in popularity, but is also becoming iconic. If it can set the West on fire, officials may hope it will become a delicious new source of Chinese soft power. There will be plenty of glory for both Chengdu and Chongqing to bask in, if that happens.